The Academy Awards were held last night, and the statuettes have all been handed out. 3.5 hours worth of this ceremony. WTOP's entertainment editor, Jason Fraley. His Oscar night isn't over yet. He's joining us now live on Skype with our entertainment report. Now, you were on the red carpet backstage seeing the stars after they won. So let's first start with Leo. After 5 tries, he finally gets Best Actor. How did he look afterwards?
He seemed really relieved. And hey, Mike and Joan, this is pretty awesome. You know, it might be early, but... You know, it's about 20 degrees warmer here, and I'm still in my tux.
You look marvelous.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so did everyone on the red carpet last night. They've transitioned it back. See how we did that? Leo looked, you know, he seemed relieved. And there was a gasp that went out in the back of the, even in the press room, just like a cheer of relief after all these years. You know, it makes you think, you know, it's been, what, like 18 years since Titanic when he said, I'm the king of the world. And now he can actually say it. So I'm thinking it's just sort of a generation of fans that sort of grew up going to the movies and idolizing him, started as sort of that teen idol. But I think he really won a lot of people's respect over the years with all the Scorsese movies, from The Departed to, you know, Gangs of New York and Wolf of Wall Street. And, you know, you could say this is sort of a career Oscar, but good for him. He's, you know, he's been long overdue.
Hey, Jason, were there any surprises last night?
Yeah. So let's say, you know, Leo and Brie Larson were locks. Everyone was expecting them to win. But the surprise that got sort of the gasp in the room was Stallone getting knocked out by Mark Rylance of Bridge of Spies. Also a great performance in Bridge of Spies. You know, you can't go wrong with the Spielberg movie's performance. But, you know, after Stallone had won at the Golden Globes, a lot of people were hoping, you know, maybe go with our hearts over our heads on this one and let's finally give Stallone one for Rocky. But lo and behold, Rocky found himself on the other side of the underdog this time. He was the favorite going in, and he got knocked out by Mark Rylance. So I was a little sad, because if you think about it, it might be Stallone's, you know, his last best chance to win one. So that was a little sad. But.
Well, they could do Rocky 46, maybe. I don't know. There's a possibility there. Where do you have to get that tuxedo back?
It's mine. I picked it up a couple years ago. I figured it's a used one, but I figured it'd be enough events.
Listen, we're so glad you stayed up late to be with us this morning. Jason Fraley, our WTOP entertainment editor, with us with all the Oscar news from last night's big Hollywood celebration.
How cool was that?